Hey, this is your host PTK Stuffums, and this is Part Time Rambles, Episode 2. We have our boy J Void XD.
What's up, guys?
And TL Gemini.
Hey, how's it going?
Today we have.
Wow,
a couple
you
scenarios.
Sound like you were dying, but okay.
That's a good way to start it off. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple scenarios for you guys we're gonna talk about today. Maybe do a bonus thing at the end. We'll have to see. So what do you guys want to start with?
I want to start with how come it sounds like he was dying? How come you sounded so sad?
I'm already dead inside, JT.
Okay.
J Void.
That's fair. All right. I'll give it to you, though.
Any suggestions as far as which one to start with?
We can start lighthearted, you know? Lighthearted. If animals could talk, which would be the weirdest?
If animals could talk,
which would be the rudest? Like two people, or just like rudest animal in general?
Well, I mean, I guess in general, because if animals could talk, then they all could talk, right? So then they could be rude to each other. I was gonna say, well, the other ones can't be because they can't talk, but if they all could talk,
I feel like just because they have such a like. Like, everyone already thinks this, right? So everyone already thinks that cats are fucking assholes. I think cats, dude.
You know, there are a lot of grumpy. Them. There are a lot of them. I was going to go with the llama or alpaca.
Why? Because they spit in your eye?
Yeah, those motherfuckers are probably, you know, they're probably talking mad shit right before they do it, too. He doesn't even know it's coming.
I just want to know why they smack their lips so hard too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of rude, bro. Yeah.
Like even in Minecraft, bro. Dude, you hear them smacking from like miles away.
So, yeah, mamas, I think I'd have to go with the alpaca.
Mama's an alpaca.
That's crazy. I'm still on the cats thing, honestly, and because you know you have domestic cats, but also you have like panthers and lions. Lions are some pretty rude motherfuckers, to be honest.
Dude, I'm just saying, any type of like,
any type of cat.
Cats are dicks, bro.
I mean, cats are like, kind of like I mean, at least with lions, they're like, yo, this is my pack now, killing all the males, killing all the baby males. Actually, just all the babies. I'm gonna fuck your wife, and then we're gonna have new babies. That's not how Lion King. It kind of almost went that way.
It kind of did.
Yeah,
it almost did actually. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it. Wait a second.
I was gonna say, are you sure about that?
Scar.
I disagree with myself. Yikes.
Yeah. Scar was working on it. He was working on it.
He was like, yo. Spoiler alert. Let me just push you off a cliff, dude.
And guess what? Your son's fucking next.
Oh my jeez, dude. But alpacas look hella cute, though.
Alright, I never heard that one.
But like llamas, I could see. But alpacas, they don't look. They're not the same.
I'm gonna be honest.
Have you seen?
I don't know if I could really tell the difference.
Look at the difference. No, look at the difference. You look up an alpaca. Let's see right now. They're so fuzzy, like their face, like they got like a little fro. Dude.
Imagine it was actually dogs though. They're just like the biggest assholes, and that's why they're so happy around here.
There's no.
They're like, dude, I just keep saying all this shit to him, and he still gives me pets. This is crazy.
Dude, he still gives me treats. No, but come on. They do tricks for you, though. You like, sit down, they sit.
Huh. Yeah, and he's like,
if you teach them.
You're telling me this thing. This thing. Okay.
Wait. Alpacas are cute.
Which
llamas?
One? So this is an, okay. So what are the things in Minecraft? Are those llamas or alpacas?
Those are llamas, dude. They have to be llamas, dude. Do alpacas spit at people? Let's see. I'm googling sure this right
do.
Now.
I'm pretty sure they do too. I'm pretty sure they're fucking assholes. That's what I'm saying.
Do alpacas spit? Okay, they also do it too.
Yeah, see? Fucking dicks, dude. They're like, I may be fluffy than the cousin, but...
can spit up to 10 feet if they need to.
If they need to. I love how it's not like they shouldn't. It's like, you know, if I need to, I'm about to spit in this man's eye. Like, it's fucked
up. Yeah, dude. Predators coming up. They're like, get out of here.
See, but... It says they won't spit at people or bite unless they have been abused.
Okay.
I want to know what motherfucker learned that shit firsthand.
It could be low standards of abuse. Like you go for a pet on the neck, you know, and you're like nice and soft, and he's like, I don't like that much. Or is it like you hit me in the leg with a bat?
Oh, that was hella extreme.
Or maybe it's verbal harassment. That's an ugly ass alpaca, and then he spits in your eye. Like, what
can you
kind
say
of
that about an alpaca though? Look at it.
No. But you could say it about a alpaca, maybe not all alpaca. I'm not fucking alpaca racist or some shit. Like, you know.
It sounds like you are.
Dude,
by the way, nobody go and fucking alpaca. We don't need another version of the corona, alright? We don't need that in our lives.
You can't say that word, dude.
It's
you have to bleep that.
You can't say it.
No, you get demonetized.
They allowed it. They sent a notification. Did they? They sent a notification saying you can now say the word corona. Just don't, you know.
Just don't give it to anybody.
You know.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
That's not what I was expecting either.
But who am I kidding, honestly? It's probably monkeys. Like,
they do throw their shit.
Dude, they're already little fuckers.
But I also feel like... you know, sure, that's rude, but they're not saying rude shit. They're probably like laughing their asses off and then throwing their shit, you know. While like the alpaca has malicious intent when he's about to spit in your eye, you know, he's tucking his shit. The monkeys
that's
are like,
defense. What do you mean,
defense?
Dude?
Oh, okay.
Bro.
Can animals really be rude when we have them locked up in fucking cages? You know, like yeah, they can. Yeah. Okay, but it's what do you call it? It's okay for them. Like, it's justified rudeness, you know?
Just because they're in a cage? Bullshit, man. I don't know. When our kind was in shackles, they still considered us rude.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's that's
it's
up to
different.
Perspective, you know? Like...
That's right. We love animals more.
Maybe humans.
We're already the rudest, yeah. And we can already speak. Are we only rude because we can speak? Like...
That's what I was going to say earlier. If you can't...
Cats... Bro, you see cats literally all the time. Just like, cat, you see, he sees a glass, you're like, don't do it.
Dude, I love when they stare at you and you're like, don't you fucking do it. And I'm like, dude, if that was me, I'm not waiting. I'm sprinting at the cat. People are like, that's me. No. No. You're not about to put glass. I'm not about to have to step on a shard of glass because you think it was fucking funny. Now, but I will say what's really rude. I wouldn't mind if it broke like a cup or two, you know? What really pissed me off is I'm playing a game and the motherfucker hits the D key. Hey, listen here, you little shit. You be jump walking over my keyboard. You know I'm playing these goddamn games.
Wow, dude, you just let him get the D like that? That's crazy, dude.
How does it count as rude?
What do you mean, how does it count as rude? This little motherfucker, I went to the couch, you know, tried to pet his ass. He's like, nah, I don't want to be petting the couch. You go play games, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to go hang out with myself. And the motherfucker walks up, jumps up on your desk, and then walks on your keyboard while you're playing games. What the fuck, dude?
But, like, it doesn't understand the concept of games.
Oh, you think it doesn't understand?
just knows that you're not focused on him, and he now wants your attention.
Oh yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't want that's my attention rude. Early. Fuck that guy. Fuck that little shit, dude. He's an asshole.
Day, bro. He was being polite. He wasn't gonna spray you.
Okay. At least dogs whine and maybe bark. You know, they're like, "Hey, hey, look, me." Cats are just like, "Oh, so you're gonna ignore me, huh? Let me just stretch and let you show everyone my asshole." Yeah. Just one more time. Like every time, dude, they're asshole. You're like, "Okay, dude, I don't want to see that."
I don't know, dude. You're the one who's giving the D key, dude.
Okay, I didn't say anyone giving anything the D. All right.
You said the D key though.
I said when they step on the D key.
Oh, you let them walk all over your D key then? Okay.
I don't even have cats. What are you saying?
Okay, whatever you said, D key.
Okay. I think we've we agreed. Cats, llamas, alpacas, maybe even gorillas.
You okay, bud?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm fantastic.
It doesn't sound like you are.
Actually, I think we let the gorilla slide because of Harambe.
Okay. Just
yeah, so other monkeys, though. Understand. Fuck those guys, yeah, dude. Okay.
Monkeys and gorillas are separate. Just let our viewers know we're not retarded.
What are you talking about? I said we could let the other gorilla slide. You don't think gorillas are fucking rude?
It's not that I just never said gorillas.
And yeah, then... but I did.
Okay.
I said gorillas for a reason. I wasn't talking about the fucking monkeys throwing shit. I already talked about that.
Okay, but then you said, "Oh yeah, so we agreed on." I don't remember agreeing to this.
I feel like monkeys only throw shit because they're trying to get rid of it. Or B, they think it's fucking funny as shit.
That's what was my reasoning was. They think it's funny. It's not
rude. What?
They're just a bunch of clowns, dude.
Okay, but doesn't make it not rude.
That's exactly but it's not the rudest. Chat. They could be being it like.
That could be rude. Rudest?
But if they're being the rudest, I'd give them the rudest if they're like talking shit and throwing the shit. But if they're just like clowns and throwing shit, it's different.
Like you see them laugh. Yeah. Like, you literally see them laugh, though.
Yeah, but they also, like, eat other monkeys. Baboons are crazy.
Dude.
Orangutan. Watch those orangutan videos, we saw that, bro. Dude. Come on. Rudest judge. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I showed you guys the video where the meat-eating monkeys, the chimps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if people
it was chimps. Rudest, yeah, you're right.
If people are essentially the rudest, and you know, apes are what is the next relative, seems legit.
No, they're a little different. They're not stuck up, you know what I'm saying? Like...
It's because they can't talk, bro. It's because they don't know human society.
I don't know. I know this society has got about 200 chimps, man. They're like...
They're rude as fuck.
I mean, they just eat other monkeys. It's not rude, it's just, you know, lunch.
It's just life, yeah.
Alright, I think we've exhausted this one. I think we agree. We've talked about, monkeys, alpacas.
Cats.
Okay, maybe not alpacas, llamas, and alpacas, cats. Yeah. So what do we want to do next, huh?
Let's do this mirror one. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's get all the dumb ones out the way. You know?
Okay. How are you going to say it's dumb, dude?
Okay. What if the only reason we can't walk through mirrors is because our reflection is blocking us? You heard that right, folks.
Bro.
What?
Yeah.
You just said, bro, like. I thought you were going to say something.
How would you convince them to move?
So the idea then, like, so if I hardcore punch a mirror, right? Like, it's because the force of our two fists comes together and literally shatters the portal between
reality.
Us.
Yep. shatters reality.
Okay, but then reality just pops up when I walk in front of the other portal, right? Like...
Okay, so there's another one then. Bang, another portal. Imagine they're just popping out portals to another dimension.
Have you ever
dimension.
Tried to juke your reflection?
No. I don't know if I want to answer this on the podcast.
If you say no, you're lying. Everybody's tried at least once. Everybody's tried at least once.
Yeah. Just one time. Just one time.
Yeah. We'll go with one time, dude. Just like Justin Bieber, dude.
You know, you try to catch him slipping. You think you saw something in the corner of your eye? You're like, I can get him this time.
Well, I also, because especially when I was younger, like scary movies and shit, I'm always, if it's dark, I always have to double check that my reflection is looking back at me and not some other fucking crazy shit.
And not, dude. Just like, have you seen Truth or Dare?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The most recent one or something? Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, when she was like washing her face, spoiler alert. She's washing her face, and she looks up at the mirror, and then she has that creepy grin, dude. Oh, killed me. I wanted to fucking pee in my
Wait,
pants.
Wait, was that the one where they, where, like, they're stuck in the game, right?
Yeah.
Dude, so was... the way that movie ended, the most fucked up thing, I would go, that is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. Like, it's the most big brain, like, wow, but it's also the most fucked up thing they could have did.
Right,
I was like, wow, you guys are definitely the type of people that are just like, you know, you could have played the game with, like, you could have gave it to somebody else, like a prisoner on death row, but no, you decided to spread it to the whole world.
So it makes it fun.
And now it's like there's a chance of it just ending, right? Nah, she's just like, they're just like,
nope, it just keeps on going.
It's actually cancer. Like, if I got put in this game and once I understood what happened, because you know who uploaded the video.
Yeah. Well,
like, once it happened to me and I start seeing my friends die around me, yo, I'm finding the girl in the video. Hey, off the record, boys. Off the record. I mean, it's being recorded still, but off the record. I wouldn't actually do this. Disclaimer. Yeah, she's done. She's done. Hey, I lose three of my friends, you gotta go. That's all I gotta say.
I would actually do it if she took three of my friends.
It's kind of toxic. I'd find a way. But, I mean, back to this mirror thing. I guess, like, you said, what would we do to convince them?
Bro, we have a special guest in the room.
Okay, someone did join, right?
Oh. You're ruining. I'm just kidding. For everybody who's watching, this is a. He likes to go by Fang Sin. We all call him Fang Shin.
Only you call me Fang Shin.
Or Fang Shit.
But he also goes by E-Man.
You like never call me that.
No.
I have called you that.
I've called you that. You're saved on League as Fang Shit for me.
That's fair. You're Jimothy Timothy Thomas Guzman.
Jesus.
That's also what he is in my phone.
Okay.
Oh no, my phone, you're Jiggle Titties. Never mind.
Yeah, I thought it was Jiggle Titties, dude.
So now we have a new guest. Okay, so Eamon, I want to ask you a question.
What's up?
What would you do to convince your reflection to get out the way? So you could go through the mirror.
So he's not giving you a full prompt. All right. So.
What do you mean? That is the full prompt.
No. So. What if mirrors are actually portals to another dimension? Okay.
What would I do? Get my reflection out of the way so I get over
yeah
there.
Because the yes. only thing blocking you from going through that portal is your reflection.
Bro, we're throwing down.
But if you break the mirror, you break that portal.
Exactly.
Don't underestimate how softly I can pummel something. one of us is getting tired first. I know damn well it ain't gonna be me.
But you're... It's you.
Mind over matter, JT.
He's okay. He knows your every move, so he counters with that move of yours.
Yeah, that's fine. One of us can get tired first, and it's not gonna be me. He'll slow down eventually.
Debatable.
Only one way to find out, guys. I'll be back in 4 hours.
Okay.
I mean, I would want to try walking backwards, but then I feel like my reflection would be like looking at me, smiling, waiting me for to get real close, you know, and then just start
choke you out.
Just, like, suck. He's like, "You got through the portal." Oh my god!
You're leaning back too, ready to like brace yourself against it. Nah, dude, he lets you fall down, and then he starts to fuck you up, dude.
He does the fucking back of the knee kick and does the dropped headlock. About to die in two dimensions.
Damn, that's rough as fuck. Oh man, dude. No, but I mean, I know what I want. The only matter is, if he is me, then he must like what I want. So that's food.
Yeah, but wait, what? So what is over there that I even want?
Or is you don't
it just
know.
The mystery of it all.
It's the mystery of the portal, dude.
Yeah, through the looking glass, you know.
Honestly,
I understand.
I'd want to go over there and take care of
him. Endless, but so are the risks. Wait,
because I don't like the fact that I know that this is not me anymore, and he's just watching me all the time. It's fucking weird.
But it is you.
No. He's fucking blocking me. If he can move out the way, if I can convince him to move out the way, he is not me anymore.
Tyrell said, "There can only be one Articulatio Thunder."
Have you guys seen that movie? There can only be one. It's true. There can only be one. There's actually an old-ass movie that's like that.
Oh, you're talking about the one with Jet Li?
Yeah.
And he has to fight the multiverse? Oh, yeah, that movie's so sick.
Okay.
The name is so different. I know what movie you're talking about now, but... Thank you, time.
Yeah.
I would have been thinking there's some movie I hadn't seen this whole time.
Right?
It was close enough. It had the same idea. What are you talking about, dude? I said there can only be one. It's the same premise.
No, I just said you're really bad at setting up these prompts. Like,
no, I'm not setting up no damn prompt. I was just talking about a movie I've seen 20 million years ago.
That was JT's prompt.
Yeah, it was JT's prompt that helped me actually understand this question.
See? I told you, dude. My prompt is best, dude.
Dude, I came in, and Tara was like, "I have a question for you." And he said, I was like...
What? Then he said what he said. It was just like broken.
What do you mean? How do you guys not understand that question? If someone came to me and was like, "How would you convince the person in the mirror to move out the way?" I would give a reason to convince them. I don't understand how that question is so fucking hard that you need to be like prepared, dude.
You had context of what the original.
I wouldn't need context, you monkeys.
No.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna try this next time.
I'm not a fucking maniac. I'm trying to convince my reflection.
That'll be your downfall.
Because you didn't even state that it's like a portal, like you could go through the mirror. Like you're just saying, okay.
I said so you can go through.
Move.
No. To be fair, though, on like paranoid, like drunk or like intoxicated nights. Sometimes I get skeptical of mirrors and will just like pump fake them to make sure it's just not like a double.
Hey, what did I say? Everybody's tried once. Everybody's tried once. I said it earlier.
Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I do it sober just to double check.
Just to make sure that, like, because when you're drunk, you didn't miss something.
He would never expect it when I'm sober. I would never expect it when I'm sober.
Listen, for anyone who thinks you're crazy, we just got outside confirmation that this is true now.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I did that today at some point.
Okay, I don't do it anymore.
No, I still do.
It's just him.
I'll still try, dude.
Okay, yeah, dude. Okay. Everyone's a bunch of
degenerates. He's gonna slip up eventually.
I did say that earlier, though.
I'm not that consistent. If I had to do that shit for 3 hours, I'd slip up, dude.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of Toy Story.
Juking my reflection on acid. I think that might work.
I feel like you'd be fucked up, because what happens if on your trip it works? Then you're just gonna have to be in the hospital with cuts and bruises because you fucking walked through the mirror.
Dude, it's like that. It's like that thing with the dog where they're like, "What if your dog walked up to you and just and he talked and he was like, no one will ever believe you,' and he never spoke again."
Okay, one more question for you now.
What's up?
If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
Probably a honey badger. Wait, are we including insects?
We're not excluding insects. I don't even want to think about insects talking.
I thought about hornets and black widows too. Don't even trip.
That was scary. I'm just taking
like super aggressive, but hornets are assholes.
Hornets are just
Caleb City made a whole video about it. It's like my favorite Caleb City.
Like in self defense, right? Nah, he was just walking through.
Nah, I heard him.
Okay, so you're going with honey badgers?
Yeah, dude.
Are they rude? Honey badgers just don't care.
Honey badgers don't care.
Honey badgers don't care, but they also just fuck things up indiscriminately.
Yeah, they're pretty fucked up. But, like, I don't know. I don't know about... And Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, he wasn't that mean.
I mean, I guess there's snakes.
I mean, they're also just trying to, like, protect, I guess, no?
Nah.
What about cats? No?
What about cats?
Or llamas and alpacas.
Bro, are you just mad because they spit on you on Minecraft?
Yes. Yes. That is exactly why.
I didn't think about that for a second. I was like, wait, nah.
Not even in real life, just in Minecraft.
Because he knows if he walks up to one in real life, he's going to get spit on, dude.
And I just want you to know, if anything spits on me, they're dead. Hey, that's lunch,
but
dude.
This is really off topic, but I was thinking about it. You know, baby goats are so adorable.
What is up with you guys? Wait, the weirdest animals are fucking cute.
I mean, never mind.
Wait, what? We're talking about animals, and you just say, what if a girl what?
Have you seen when, like, baby goats get super energetic and just girls fucking dancing off everything?
You guys did not take it there.
I just tapped into PTK chat because I wasn't on it before. I just saw this fucking horse face.
What did?
Fucking
when I say they're dead, I don't mean literally they're dead, okay? I'm not killing anybody. Just saying. No spitting on me. It's fucking gross.
Bro, girl just spits curious, on your dick to clean your dick off, dude.
Dude, that video game
okay.
is so honest, though.
That's a different thing.
That's fine. Okay, but what if she finishes, right, and then she just spits on your chest?
Okay. Yeah, so you finish, and then she's just like,
Okay. And then see, this podcast is not rated E. Does she like it rough? I need to know this before I answer the question.
Does she like it rough? You know, give us an answer if she does, and give us an answer if she doesn't. Yeah.
If she doesn't, I'm breaking up with her. She's donezo. Out of my house. If it's her house, she's out of her house. If she likes it rough, you know, I'm going to hit her back with the, you know, slap in the face and say, don't ever do that again. Because, you know, that's her thing, right? Just like she thought it was my thing to
no
get
spit on.
No one spits on
Articulatio Thunder.
Why are you calling me that?
Some time for a background.
I wouldn't actually slap anybody. Okay,
he has really big shoulders. I was going to call him Shoulder Thunder, but it just doesn't sound right. So I looked up what the root for shoulder was. And shoulder in Latin is Articulatio. So he's in my phone as Articulatio Thunder.
Oh my
god. It's so sweet, dude.
Okay. So you know how the dog thing, you guys said, and you said, like, everyone would think you're crazy because the dog wouldn't talk? What would you do to make the dog talk again?
Dude, that's the thing, is you can't just, like, fucking abuse the dog. Wait. Then people are gonna think you're a fucking monster.
In private, you could.
Just like,
you're gonna talk again.
I know
again.
What I would do. I know what I would do if it was
really
a cat.
Is it worth it?
What do you mean, is it worth it? I would record it. I would record it.
Is it worth it to just abuse your dog?
What do you mean? The thing trying to make you look crazy? He just said, yo, no. If he said what you said, he says, he's got to talk.
Like, oh, no, I would
fine,
just...
fine, whatever. Just don't shit on my rug. We won't have a fucking problem.
Yeah, me and Meowth can do it.
I feel like that'd be the biggest... If the dog literally comes up and is like, no one will ever believe you, I'd just be like, okay.
Yeah, you're about to find out.
Like, like, fuck, I don't believe myself right now.
I'm going to take him like, to a room. I'm going to turn the camera on. And he's going to spend a couple hours with me. And we'll see how long it takes for him to talk.
This can go two ways, Tyrell.
That's when you lean back into the dog and you're just like, everyone's a nobody to me.
And no one will think I'm crazy if they never know what happened here.
Oh, yeah. You just lean into the dog. You can't talk if you're dead.
Can we get the dog high?
You could.
Just so fucking high.
Just getting stoned.
I feel like...
He's just like, he forgets.
Are you sure, dog? Okay. Okay, let me see if it's poisonous.
If weed's poisonous to dog.
Yep, let's find out, dude. It is toxic to pets. It is toxic to pets, boys.
Anything, dogs can get stoned.
They can get stoned. I want to know how toxic it is, like... Because, well, I mean...
If you're getting him high enough to talk, I think you poisoned him.
He forgets he's a dog.
He just meow.
Meow.
This guy's like, how much weed till he dies? I'm like, well, you know, enough that he's talking probably.
I want just a little bit before that.
and then we will try. And then Mr. Mittens came up to me and he was like, Mao, can you fucking believe that?
Damn.
Dude, but see, if it was a cat though, bro, you get him high with catnip. Easy, bro.
Yeah, and then your cat's coming up to you and it's like, yeah, fight open.
See, there's no way a cat would come up to you and say that. You wanna know why? Because cats wouldn't even think about it. They would just be talking shit the whole time. Like,
cats would just whisper in your ears, you're just waking up.
Feed me, bitch.
This is actually my house, motherfucker.
Instead of trying to get money out of it, I'd probably just get rid of it. I couldn't deal with the talking cat.
JT, if my cat said that to me, I would just leave it outside.
wait, hold on. Bring me back. Help. Oh no, my Pez. I dropped my Pez.
I was so confused.
I thought something happened about in Discord. And
then I thought he was like talking as if he was the cat, and then
my Pez.
My Pez. Anything but my Pez.
Yo, JT, you said it, and I just remembered. I bought two of those Pikachus, so I have another one.
Oh my god, Pikachu to talk.
Nah, I have Pikachu Pez meant for you.
That's adorable because it doesn't talk.
Bet.
I know a ventriloquist. You can make him talk.
Oh, do you think?
Wow, that sounds like I'm trying to torture him.
is that not what we were talking about just 5 minutes ago? Maybe not even 5 minutes ago?
Oh, so it's wrong to a Pez dispenser, JT, but it's not wrong to animals?
Nah, fuck that shit.
Disclaimer, we are PETA friendly. We love our
friend. Dude, that was like one of my favorite fucking comeback things. It's like PETA's horrible. Like, what foundation do you know that kills off over half of its rescuees? And the one guy's like, Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay. Okay. Shut up. Even though it looks like I'm laughing, that's definitely Stuffums.
debatable.
I'm laughing at time, not with him.
So
look, I gotta cover my bases too, alright?
I'm laughing and I'm going nuts. So, I'm going down for that.
So, you want to go on the crime one? Or do you want to go on to the lose five senses?
What?
Go ahead.
I didn't have anything, so...
You just kept going.
Wait, lose five senses?
Yeah. So the idea is, like, if you lost all five of your senses, how would you be able to tell you're alive? So if you couldn't see, smell, feel, I guess, like, you can still move your hands to touch things. Like, you can still move your body, but you don't have a sense of touch. You can't see, hear, smell, taste, or touch.
I don't know if that works.
What do you mean?
Then literally you're just in a state of subconsciousness until you die.
Mm-hmm. It's essentially like the box question we talked about in the first podcast. Except you're the baby in a vacuum.
Yeah, no, you're just sitting there with your thoughts until you're a goner.
And it's not like you wouldn't be able to eat. Like, it doesn't say you wouldn't be able to eat or anything. You just can't.
But you wouldn't be able to see it.
Is the question, could you, or how could you?
How could you, I guess? Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to. Well, that's the thing, is you wouldn't be able to see it.
You would need help. I don't think you could. I can't think of a way.
I can't literally think of.
You could be kept alive.
Mm-hmm.
But, like.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I'm saying I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You're literally just, like, a potentially mobile vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not wrong. No. Yeah.
So, like, that's it, dude. You're the equivalent of, like, a sleepwalking coma.
Yeah, so I guess if you can think and still dream is the only way I would know I'm
I guess
still
comas
alive.
Are technically like...
Wait, but hear me out. What if you're like this?
You're basically in a brain deficiency if you have none of your senses.
Okay, no. Wait, what if you're like this and you're really, really, like, you go to sleep and like, it's quiet, it's calm. You really enjoy this, but then one day you see light and it's bright as fuck. It's just bright. It'd piss you off, right? Like, you can never, like, go back to, like, that calm darkness, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you're just darkness into blinding light?
Mm-hmm. You know what this reminds me of?
You just adjust to the light eventually.
You're just the void now.
Hello?
Sure?
Just the void now.
You spoke? You say my name? Hello?
No, not you. not you. The void from League. The void from the League lore.
Yeah, you're just the void.
From the League of Legends lore, The Void.
I got so sad, I was like, wait, you saying I'm short?
Wow.
Yeah, so you're saying, like, people fall into a coma, and they're, like, chilling. They're like, oh my god, this is actually really nice and peaceful. And then the people wake them from the coma, and they're like, you fuckers.
Yep, and they want to go back to the darkness, so they have to destroy everything that's not the darkness. It's just the void.
Wait,
now.
Is that how the void is? I thought Kaisa fought for survival.
No. She was corrupted by the void. But the actual void, the origin of the void, were just like beasts, and they're just like in darkness. And they didn't know there was
like
an existence. They didn't even know they existed until, like, Runeterra, like, shaped up. And to them, Runeterra looks like a blinding light, which is why they're trying to get over there, because they're trying to destroy it so they can have the darkness again. That is the lore of League, basically. The void or the big bad that were just blind.
I really gotta watch more of your homework streams.
Wow.
Oh, I mean League lore videos?
Yeah. Jesus. But yeah, that is the origin. You're not Jesus, stop it.
I could have been named Jesus.
Could you have?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Would have been funny as shit, though.
I think if Jesus came back, he would just get killed again.
It's okay. He respawns like 3 days
right?
later.
Right? So do you think so you think they would just, like, kill him again? Or like,
no, I think his existence would just be like really awkward.
Which religion calls him the fake Messiah?
Is it the fake Messiah?
Which one? Which religion calls him the fake one? And it's and they have the other one. Is it the Muslim? No.
I mean, he was originally killed by Jewish people because the Jewish people were saying that he was has false claims of being a Messiah. False prophet. Mm-hmm. And then
those people will probably get rid of him again. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly, in this day and age, I just don't think anyone would fucking care.
Yeah. I,
like, maybe... Okay. Okay. Listen, buddy. Most people wouldn't care, but a lot of people would.
Yeah. Not that no one would.
Yeah. It's not that no there one would. But like.
But the people who would care would be crazy fanatics.
Yeah. But I still don't.
Well, okay. Okay. Wait. When you say Jesus comes back. Also, everyone who believes in Jesus would care. Okay, like, so okay, a lot of people would care.
Okay, I guess what matters is the fashion in which he comes back. Because if it's just like some random dude or like some dude that shows up and he's like, "Hey, I'm Jesus."
Okay, I'm not gonna believe that.
like same way, right? Like some chicks, like, "Oh no, I didn't have sex.
However,
God impregnated me," and then like that child's like, "Yeah, dude, I'm God's son," and does like. I don't know, random miracles and talks about how the rich are ridiculous for being rich. And he would probably, like, be very upset at most of the churches that exist today.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, if some dude could legitimately take baskets of crumbs and turn it into food, I think people would be interested. I think that's the most relevant thing in modern times.
Actually, I think more people would believe him now than they did back then. So at least back then, people already believed in magic and witchcraft and stuff. We don't believe in that stuff no more for the most part. So if he came over here and started doing it in front of us, I'd be like, wait, this is wine now? Bro, I have nothing to do during this quarantine. I need you to turn all of it to wine.
Okay. Oh, maybe alcoholics like you.
And then they like.
Oh, but you're not.
And then they bring in people to disprove him. And like he just keeps proving them wrong. I just be like, oh, shit. Like eventually, he just. We just have to believe him, I guess.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you know, I always had your back, right?
It would take time.
But he doesn't prove people wrong. That's always one like thing about the gospel and why it's always weird, because like he'll perform like these miracles, right? But every time he's approached by like the Pharisee, he doesn't. And they're like, prove you're the Son of God. He's like, what do you mean? Like, I already told you. And they're like, no, prove it right now. And he's like, nah, bruh. I'm gonna prove it right now.
Just like that too.
He's like, nah, I don't need to prove it. Like, nah, what bro. Do you mean? Did you not hear all these people just talk about how they have fish now? Like, get out of here.
Yeah, it's not modern lingo. We've actually just like gone back 2,000 years as far as our dialogue goes.
Oh, dang, dude, that'd be crazy.
Found the squad lit.
Well, all right. I think we move on from God.
Wait. I got one. So let's say you become like a God, like a capital G God, you know? And you're creating a world, but you only have 5 minutes to do it. How good of a job do you think you can do?
Me? Myself.
Yeah.
Have you seen me play Minecraft? It will be terrible.
Wait, can I imagine it and it happens? Or is it, like, I actually have to do, like, some type of crafting?
No, like, you have 5 minutes to think.
Oh, I got it, dude. In the bag. I've been picturing a perfect
minutes?
World. Hell yeah. Hey, I've been thinking about this for a while now, dude. I don't need 5 minutes.
Because this is also, right, because you're talking about, like, you have 5 minutes to do it, and, like, 5 minutes to people is different, but I'm capital G God now, you know? 5 minutes doesn't feel like 5 minutes.
No, anymore. Literally, like, 5 of our minutes worth of, like, time.
I
but you're just imagining
that, but I'm
right?
saying, like, yeah, like, the 5 minutes seems like a short time to us because there's very little things we can do in 5 minutes, but I'm capital G God. I can do whatever I want.
Wait, what determines a good job? Wait.
So no time. That's what I'm trying to say is that like the time frame equivalent. I get that it's not gonna be 5 minutes.
Oh, so you're saying just like a super short time.
Yeah.
how good of a job. I don't know. I think I would do a fantastic job.
What determines a good job?
Yeah, like,
because in my new world, we'd be absolutely just gonna say it. We'd be kind of fucked in our new. Well, I wouldn't. I'm God, but the rest of you guys.
But my people. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I think I'd be able to do a pretty decent job.
Cause like I'd part of me would imagine, you know, balance and stuff, but then there'd be that little part of me that like for a second I drift off, and now there's the dinosaurs are back, you know? Oh shit, and everyone's got fucking not powers, but everyone's a little stronger than they should be. You know, stuff like that. You know, all it takes is half a second for you to drift off and think of something, and then it's too late to unthink. You can't. There's no. Is there a control Z or what?
I mean, it's your imagination, right? You just be like, nah.
Yeah, but what does that look like? Is it just a meteor coming out? Nah.
We go again. We don't retry this. Wait, you're telling me
what do you
everything
think?
Died?
Mr. Fuck.
Oh, I do a horrible job.
The man's over here like, one of these does not look like the other.
so the thing is that like when I'm really bad with like short time frames, because I stress small details too much. So like as where you guys would be like, oh, this will do that, or like this will do this or work this way, I'll be like, oh, this will do this and this will work that way, but how? And like that's where I'll fuck up. I'll just be too specific because I'll be too worried about fucking up in the long run because I'm rushing. Like, yeah. I've worked too many jobs where like I have to do quick things that have like super lasting effects, and I'm always worried about making some like later consequence in my fucking short amount of time.
I can see that. For the most part, I tend to be detailed oriented, but mine's different. Like, if I have more time, I start focusing more on details. But when I have a short amount of time, I'm just like, okay, it just has to work. So I just like...
Yeah.
Am I staying God after this? That changes the way the planet's made.
You have to live on the world as a normal...
Yeah, you gotta live on the world.
Right after.
I do a terrible job. It's over.
Yeah. I think we all fucked up.
Because in my head, I'm like, maybe I'll keep my word like that. I'll just train when I get down there. Nah, it's too late, dude. These other things that I created have been training for years. In the 5 minutes that I created them, they've already had their years of training. It's how I imagined it, so it's too late. I'm dead.
That's how I imagined it.
That's how the world works. Done. I'm God. Like this world's only been here for 5 minutes, but these people have been here for years. That's how it works.
Nah, here's the strat. In that 5 minutes, you just make Earth, but they're waiting for a dude that is exactly you to just flood with money and fortune.
Bro, you already know.
But if you imagine yourself too much, you might make copies of you, and then it's
also Asian girls are like 15% hotter.
Okay. Is that how you
imagine? Not because
they're
not hot already, but just because like it'd be even better.
I just think it's funny that if you make one group 15% hotter instead of being like all women are just 15% hotter across the board.
No, because then they're even better in comparison.
Okay. All right, you imagine all the women on the same level, but then the Asians got to be 50% hotter because that's how he likes them. And then he's got to keep the other ones down because then they'll look even better, you know?
Because if they steal his heart, then he doesn't
No. So what it is because then all the kids that aren't dating Asian girls just have girls that look worse in comparison.
Wait, did you say Asian girls in the beginning? Or did you say Asians?
I said Asian girls. It's Asian girls, not guys. We're left out.
I don't want other Asian guys looking better.
He's like, all other males actually drop 15% as well.
Except JC. JD can stay where he is. It's like a market.
I'm already hungry, so I mean.
Tyrell, you need to take a step down. My man's like two.
No, his shoulders need to fucking take a step down.
Dude, my shoulders.
Tyrell gets regular size shoulders.
I woke up like this, dude.
I wasn't born like that.
Yeah.
No, I like to think that you were born like that.
Had to have a C-section because the shoulders.
Baby comes out in his biceps.
Yeah, when I came out, the doctor thought twice about spanking my ass. Okay.
Because the spanky is how I grab somebody.
You know, yeah, I grab him by the hand and like, hey, you might want to think twice about that before I shoulder your fucking chin.
He puts him in a wrist lock, just like, nah.
This is what you we do out here. If I was God.
Dude. Okay. So I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but like, I generally don't like my little brothers from my mom as much as my little brothers from my dad. But I will tell you what. Like, I probably haven't told you guys this, but there's a reason to it. It's hilarious.
Told me why, but I forgot.
So my little brothers from my mom, they're the type where, like, I don't know, if even, like, the smallest thing happens they don't like, they just, like, cry and yell about it, you know? And, like, that shit bugs me. But I think it bugs me because I grew up with my mom, so I know that I was like that when I was little. But as, like, I grew up to be, like, more like my dad, and I know they're not gonna have that because their dad is, like, the same type as my mom. Where they're just gonna grow up and like still be whiny. But I remember going my little brother from like my dad's side. I took him to get a haircut one time, right? And we're waiting for this kid to get a haircut, and this other kid is playing with like a toy car on the table. And my little brother walks up and takes that kid's car. And when the little kid is like giving it back, my little brother flexed on him. I was like, hey, back the fuck up, this is mine now. And I was like, yep, that's how it should be. Which was then hilarious because that dude's dad, like that kid's dad, got up and like tried to get mad. He was like, "Who fuck's kid is this?" And my dad stood up, and my dad's not built like me, where like I'm tall and skinny. My dad's like just the short, really buff dude, and the guy immediately was just like, "Oh, hey, your kid took my kid's
car."
Tried to stand up and be mad, and then didn't want to get his ass beat because. My dad just looks like he'll beat your head.
That's what I think is hilarious, though, is like two children are in this dispute, and then the dad is like, his first thought is like, I'm gonna go flex on this guy's dad. It's like, why, dude? They're two children.
He was mad because his kid just got like fucking.
Yeah, I get why you'd be mad about that, but like...
These kids got bullied. I get why you get defensive over that. But it was just so funny watching it happen twice.
That's what I think is weird, though. Like, what does he think was going to happen? If like, another kid bullied your kid, then what do you think his dad was going to be like?
Gonna be bigger than
yeah, I'm like, what? That was your first response? And now, since he chose to flex first, like, now he's a bitch. And he cannot say anything more. Yeah. Do not play that card first.
And to be fair, like, I get it. That dude is like, decently fit. Like, if I was him, I also would have felt like I had the right to try to flex like that. But my dad just like works out for fun, you know. Like, God, I wish I got those jeans, dude. I work out a ton, and I just stay the same fucking size. But it works out a little bit, and that dude just like puts on 5 pounds of muscle.
What time are we at for recording wise?
We have about five more minutes left on this.
We
have about five more minutes. I was gonna cut you guys off in a second, but Looks like
one Pokemon. What would it be?
I had the answer to this. It'd probably be. It's hard.
Do they evolve?
Everyone thinks it's normal, by the way.
Do they evolve?
No.
Oh, I already know. Mine's my favorite Pokemon, then. Quilava. Thing is dumb cute.
Probably Mew.
Yeah, but JT, how would Quilava look like? Like IRL.
Bro, I don't care as long as he's as cute as fucking Quilava, dude.
That's the thing, though. Will Quilava actually be as cute?
Fuck yeah, dude. What?
Oh, it's hard. If you're trying to picture IRL, I don't know. I used to have a favorite, but, like, it stopped because, like... They're cool at first, but when they get older, you know.
Bro, why does Dragonite look like a pregnant fucking...
like
sad fucking...
Fanfy would be sick.
Dragon Tail.
But so would, like, Totodile. I really like
Totodile. How is it not your, like, your instant favorite Pokemon, Taro?
Who?
Well, this isn't... No, that's your favorite, like, starter, huh? From second gen?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Pokemon in general?
I don't know. I forgot. I don't... It's been so long since I even looked at Pokemon. Ah, wait. It was the, Vulpix. Yes. Yes. I would have Vulpix.
Alolan or regular?
It used to be the regular, but now it's Alolan.
Shiny or not shiny,
dude? The shiny just changed the eyes, and you can't really tell.
No, it has like a pink shade to it compared to the blue.
You're saying it's blue instead of pink, or is it a pink like?
I think blue's the regular hue, like a blue hue ish.
Because I thought it was just the eyes changed.
Or pink, pretty much. Yeah. So it's either blue or pink.
Oh, the blue one.
Bless you.
I'd want both, like twins.
Pick one.
Is the pink one a girl?
What?
Sure. What do you mean, what?
What? No.
No, because my boy is rough. My girl's like a little cuddle baby.
Vulpix. They're both like...
No, it's different, dude. It's different. No. The blue one would be attack, dude. Mm-hmm.
Bro, it hits different when it's got a penis, JT.
Oh, are you right?
You guys are being weird.
You're the one being weird, dude.
Pink one, dude. I'd want twins, though. But if that I had sucks. To pick one, it'd be, I guess, the shiny.
He said, that sucks? Yeah. I'm gonna go with Quilava. Quilava's cute, dude. Love him.
Well, Mew's always been my favorite. I think he's adorable.
I feel like Mew would be something that if you told it to sit, it wouldn't sit. I don't know about that.
You'd just sit floating in there, duh.
Yeah, bro. You'd have me float with him, dude. And be chilling.
No, I feel like... Isn't Mew like kind of like a dick?
I feel like they shouldn't have any of their powers, though. That's kind of...
I mean, that's fine. I don't even care if he has his powers.
He has no
I feel like Mew's though. Less cool.
The only thing
if
that
it's
they have
floating.
Is splash.
If okay, how about Mew can't fly, but it can still float? Because I feel like part of it being That's able fine. To float is still like cute. Because if it was just sitting on the ground, I think it'd be kind
of
like...
Yeah, to be fair, a lot of Pokemon would at least need their ability to, like, float and fly.
That's fine.
He's like, otherwise... he's like, Pidgey can't fly.
Charizard, but he's grounded.
And I don't mean in the corner.
If a lot of Pokemon were applied to, like, actual real-world physics, they'd just be fucked.
Also, Mew's a foot tall. Oh my gosh.
Normally?
Yeah, he's like a foot 8 inches or something like that.
That's like nothing.
Yeah, he's. That's what I'm saying. He's just an adorable little thing, and he has no evolution, so he stays like that the whole time. He's 1 foot 4 inches. As far as pocket monsters go, yeah, Riv. Throw him in my little backpack.
It's not your pocket, dummy.
Okay, okay. Okay, we this is the last question. We got one more bonus. We're going to be a little nice, all right? All right. Favorite Digimon, though.
Oh my god.
Dude, the one that you made for me. Easy.
Yeah, I would want... see, that's twins. Those are twins, too, but I would like the brown and pink one. A lot more.
I stay loyal, dude.
I don't think I know Digimon enough.
Go ahead. We'll give you the time to look it up.
I'm looking.
I feel like you talk about Pokemon, you gotta talk about Digimon.
I was gonna ask it, man.
They're just not as cute.
But... What? There's some of them are cuter. You're trolling.
I think it's the art style, maybe. That's why I feel like they're not as
cute. Times like, I want the one with the big tits.
Okay.
Let's be honest, you could have a T-Rex with missiles.
Yeah, they're cooler. I think they're cooler designs for sure. There's no, like... I want a Digimon.
Really tell me there's no adorable Digimon. This
I'm not saying they're
lying.
Not. They're adorable when they're small, but then they turn into just giant weapons.
We said the Pokemon don't evolve, so why would we change it for the Digimon? The Digimon wouldn't digivolve either.
Oh, so like I can just leave it as Coromon.
Shoot,
like,
you don't even need to have them fucking digivolve.
Yeah.
Technically, you control when they do it, like really well. With
and
an
some
app
of them
on your phone.
And some of them don't turn scary when they evolve either.
I had to think
You're
about
not
it.
Wrong.
Like one wrong move with a Pokemon, just like, fuck, you touched that rock over there. Now you're evolved. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know. Digimon's like, hold up.
No,
let me pull
your
up your app.
You fuck up.
Yeah, and then Digimon's like, wait, you don't like that version? let me run it back.
You can go back. Yeah. Yeah. Hit you with the Phoenix though. Run it back.
Yeah.
Tell me, Agumon forever.
Probably have Vemon.
Okay.
You sound so unenthused.
I hate that little
Like,
shirt.
It doesn't even have to be fucking Terriermon. It could be the lowest one. That thing is cute as shit.
Yeah. See, but I want the best worlds. I'm letting them devolve and digivolve, you know? Because Lopmon, when it evolves all the way to the end, it's like a white pink clown looking ass thing.
Let's see. Is it Lopmon? Is it
Lotmon? Yeah.
Oh.
Holy fuck, the amount of Digimon. I always forget there's so many of these fuckers because there's so many variants.
Actually, fuck it. Oh, man. Oh, man. Now I'm stuck.
Second evolution's sick. I guess, like, after Lopmon is sick.
Wait, you're talking about
the next one after that is kind of shit. But the very last one's kind of sick, too, though.
See? And there's a good version and an evil version. The evil version looks sick, too.
How did you know Bombmon?
Is that...
What?
Burgermon Champion?
You didn't say your favorite, E-Man.
My favorite Pokemon or
Digimon?
Digimon. Dude, I'm like trying to fucking figure it out right now. I was also at a loss.
Well, we're running out of time.
Yeah, just because I wasn't ready for the question. But no, it's because I can't remember the name of the first stage of the one that turns into the big beetle.
Oh, Tantamon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the one you're talking about.
Dude, Kabeetle was my fucking favorite.
Kabeetle? Alright, I don't know
if I'm talking about this.
Really? Tentamon, the bug thing? Hey, I'm not gonna hate on someone else's life choices.
Sounds like you were, bud. Just saying.
Alright, guys, that'll end the PTK Rambles episode 2. Thank you for checking us out. Come back around the same time next week. Love you.
Deuces.